Have a couple of gentlemen in here with me. Chief Bryce Mesko from Mexico Public Safety in here. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Also have Chief Chris Newbrough, but listen, I don't want his head to get big over here, but he's the Public Information Officer with the Audrain County Health Department. Chris Newbrough, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm glad to have you both in here this morning. Some pretty exciting news going on here in Audrain County in Mexico. Chris, as I understand it, there's been a new group that has been formed. This was kind of your brainchild, as it is.
The health department,
Okay. ACCORD is the name of it. Tell us what that stands for and what you guys are all about.
Sure. ACCORD is Audrain County Coalition on Reducing Drugs. Last year, I don't know when it was, last summer I think it was, I started noticing that I went to a meeting, and there was information presented there that we had had numerous overdoses in the county with opioids and with fentanyl, and I thought, man, that's kind of scary. I went to my boss and said, hey, you know, this is going on, you know, what can we do? And so we started talking, and we came up with the idea of forming the coalition. So sent out invites to different agencies in the county, Bryce at Public Safety. We've got the Ambulance District on board. We've got the Arthur Center on board. We've got the schools on board, Mexico Schools, Van Farr Schools. We've got CMCA is on board, Audrain County Health Department, of course.
You said Arthur Community Health as well?
Arthur Center's on board. Compass Health out of Columbia, they're kind of a coalition builder. They're one of their departments, and they've got a person on board with us so to help us out. So, yeah, there's a lot of agencies in the county that have come together.
Very nice. Chief Mesko, Public Safety involved with this. Tell us kind of your perspective of why it's important to be a part of a group like this.
Sure. Well, as Chris mentioned, you know, it kind of last year some things happened, some overdoses and stuff that really kind of angered and scared the community. And it's not necessarily bad, though. We've said in the past that, you know, this community can do some pretty impressive things when it's motivated. So when things affect the community, you know, Mexico Public Safety, police need to be involved. So it really kind of the discussion started out with doing some education, making sure there was education in the schools. And that's kind of how the conversation started. And so we were involved in that, obviously, or we are involved in the conversations. And it's kind of grown from there. That being said, you know, Mexico, the police are involved, Mexico Public Safety, and actually the prosecutor and the juvenile office participate as well. But I don't want that to be a deterrent. You know, some people who might need the services of ACCORD or want to help or give information to ACCORD, they aren't giving case-specific information to the police. So we're just there to see how we can all move forward as a community.
Certainly. Some of these deaths could be prevented if Narcan is available. And as I understand it, ACCORD is kind of looking to bring some Narcan vending machines in. Is that right, Chris?
Right. Yeah, we partnered with the state last year as the health department to offer Narcan free in the community. And so anybody that wants Narcan, no questions asked. We don't ask for any demographic information, no names, nothing. You want Narcan, come in. We'll give you a nondescript black bag. It has Narcan in it. Has two doses of Narcan. It has information for resources as far as drug treatment centers and how to, you know, how to avoid overdoses in the information as well. So come on in and get that. But yeah, this grew out of that. As far as you know, one of the ideas that we came up with was putting vending machines in the community, and we talked about it as a coalition, thought that was a great thing to investigate. So a couple of the members went around to businesses, and we got two businesses that said, yeah, let's do this. And so we've got two vending machines, and these are just the regular candy vending machines that you see with the spiral arms. Canteen out of Columbia is donating those. We're going to have two locations in Mexico. Don't want to mention where the locations are at right now because we've got to finalize everything, but look for those. It'll be free Narcan to the community that needs it or just wants it.
keep your eye on that spot for sure. Chief Mesko, you were talking a little bit about maybe some education that'll be happening in the schools. Mexico Public Safety going to be a part of that as well, kind of educating some of the students maybe?
Sure, yeah. You know, I mean, it already exists. You know, we have our school resource officers, and we've had the dogs program for a while. That was it came from the old DARE stuff. I think STRIDE was in there at some point in time. But yeah, I think really what Accord's trying to do is make sure it's effective and to the audience. So that's really what some of the conversations have centered around is what is being presented effective and appropriate for the age groups and hitting the necessary age groups. So that's been part of the ongoing discussion throughout all this. That's why the schools have been are at the table. They wanted to be at the table. So we will see where all that goes too.
Yeah, we'll have a booth at the Audubon County or at the Audubon County Soybean Festival.
Mm-hmm. Coming up this
County
month.
Health Department will have a booth there. We've actually got a double booth. The other half of the booth we're going to devote to Accord information. We're also putting together a survey for the community that we want. We want the community's input in this. It's not just agencies coming together going, you know, this is what we're going to do. We want the community to input this to give us some ideas of what we can do to reach this audience.
Very nice. People who want more information about Accord, can they reach out to the health department?
Sure. They can reach out to me, 581-1332, 8 to 4, Monday through Friday. If I'm not there, just leave a message. Just ask for me and leave a message if I'm not there. And, yeah, or...
Yeah.
That would be the easiest way, and I can call them back and talk to them.
Very nice. We'll look for your booth at the Soybean Festival. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be near the dunking booth there?
Not sure.
Okay.
I'm not going to be a participant.
Well, I was going to say I won't run out of dollars. But
I'll wear my helmet if you're going to be throwing.
Oh, okay. Very, very nice.
I understand why you're a sportscaster.
Okay. Listen, we certainly appreciate the good work that you guys are doing with Accord, and thank you for stopping by this morning.
Thanks,
thank you.
Matt.
All right.